Hello and welcome back to Baywatch Watch. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back. We've got a great guest with us today. He is an actor and comedian. Please welcome Jordan Todd Brown.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
How are you two?
Good, man. It's great to see you.
Yeah, thank it's good so to see you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is like, I think last year I was just moving to New York and then Zach reached out to me. I was like, I'd love to, but kind of chaotic right now. And now here we are. Look at us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are settled into the Big Apple and ready to go.
Yeah,
We're glad to have you. And you mentioned before we started the recording, this is your first episode of Baywatch ever.
I've ever seen. Yes, I was not allowed to watch it as a youth. So this was my first introduction to it, and what a ride.
When you watched it, did you get why your parents didn't let you, or were you like, what?
Not really, because it was the very religious conservative thing, and then it opens and it's just Pamela Anderson on a beach, and I'm like, oh, they didn't want me to think Pamela Anderson thoughts or anything like that.
Yeah, because I think that was I didn't grow up in a religious household, but I also was not allowed to watch Baywatch because of the suggestive themes. But then when I watch this, I'm like, a lot of the episodes is like, it's Pamela Anderson is wearing like a beach coverall and she is just running with a dog in the water for the first 2.5 minutes.
Which is her dog, is what the trivia
said. I saw that
on
trivia too.
Yeah.
I actually watched this. I didn't watch it on my computer this time. I actually watched it on Amazon Prime. And so weirdly on the Roku, Amazon Prime, the X-ray stuff isn't there.
Yeah, because I usually watch on there too. But I went onto my tablet just to see the trivia, just to check it real quick. And sometimes I forget to do that.
Though. So this is her dog. Wow.
This is her dog, which I kind of love. I'm like, she's like, I'll shoot this, but my dog's going to be there with me. So
yeah, I mean, whatever. It's like,
Charlie, come on, you would have your dog.
No, of course I would. But I'm also like, it's like, let's kill the first 3 minutes of the
it's not necessary, but
it doesn't have anything to do with the episode.
Absolutely.
No,
it is filler. It is where like, I'm like, is this the show? It feels
it
like
is,
to the point kind of
it is kind of the show.
Is funny though that's a time kill. They're like, we need a montage that fills 2 or 3 minutes when this episode has so many storylines going on, maybe the most that we've ever seen on an episode of Baywatch.
This one is probably it's probably secondary only to the one that was like Kelly Slater living in a van, his dad is a military officer. There was 9. That was like, I think also the one where the high school was like, they were going to claim a Native American land.
And the area
so then
land,
there was a protest. There was also,
there
was like a lot.
There was a lot going on there too. Like, and then people like a love triangles thing.
I think CJ was like a substitute gym teacher at the school.
Even though she's like 28 or something.
Yeah.
You're right. There was a lot going on there. But this one definitely, they had like everyone main cast member there and everyone had like some kind of storyline too, which is like, wow.
It was a way to have them all have stakes in the paintball game.
Yes, totally.
At the end. I just wanted, because this is something I've been thinking about since I watched the episode, just before we start. Have you ever seen someone fumble the bag as badly as Hobie did this episode with Terry, where like she is gonna kiss him and it doesn't end up happening because Mitch kind of cock blocks it, and then she turns on him in a way that like by the end of the episode it feels like she absolutely hates him. Like she is like he makes this comment about him being better than women. So upset, and then when she's like she can't stand him after this. And like, I would say that like to go from her basically like worshiping him because he saved her life
to despising him. Yeah.
Wow.
Hobie blew it big time.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, to learn that lesson at like 13, 14 years old is like, that's a tough one.
Yeah, he seems like he just doesn't give an F. He's just like, whatever.
No, I don't think he really cares at that age of just like, he's still in that toxic of just like, I'm a smart boy and you're chasing me. And I'll just find another girl who gets stung by a bee.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, he's like, another girl will get stung by a bee.
It there are is plenty of bees in the sea.
It is kind of
Yes,
funny
so
when
many
she
bees.
gets stung by that bee, and then, well, first of all, I thought the whole thing was just going to be that she's scared of the bee because
She
there's a
did seem
lot of
scared
her
of it,
just
right?
because
Yeah.
she doesn't even know that
Ah!
she's allergic. And so it's like a
Yeah.
weird thing where it's like you could be like, you're allergic. Then you would think that's why she'd be scared of the bee.
True.
But they weirdly made it this weird thing where her mom is kind of a helicopter parent, so she's never been exposed to bees.
I guess
She's
that's what
only
it is. You got to
learned
expose them at a young
only
age,
for
parents.
bees.
Introduce your kids to bees at a young age,
Right.
right?
And then
That's how you get, yeah.
the mom part just kind of like disappears, where it's like, it's the mom
True.
after that doesn't really care.
Yeah, you're right. She's like not like checking in on her daughter while she's hanging out with Hobie at his place and
Yeah.
stuff
And
like
she
that.
almost
Yeah.
died today.
And she almost died that day. That is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
And
good
it's
point.
another one of those Baywatch things where they were like, a couple more minutes and I would have been toast.
Right,
Yeah, five
yeah.
more minutes, I'm dead. Yeah.
Five more
Five
minutes
more
waited.
minutes.
It's a good thing you
Yeah.
didn't wait 5 minutes for like just checking, like maybe just give it a couple
Yeah, like
more.
yeah, take some deep
Yeah.
breaths and
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't been stung by a bee since I was a child, but 2 summers ago, we were at my parents' house and I got stung by a dead bee.
Oh.
That was on one of the pool floaties, and I climbed
Okay.
onto the pool floaty and I got stung in the back, and I'm not
Ouch.
allergic. And my back swelled up like crazy, and it was like
Wow.
it started immediately swelling up because that's, essentially what the venom is it's supposed to
Yeah.
make you swell up. So I can only imagine if you're allergic.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe a bee did that to you in death.
I
Amazing.
know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
from the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off, dude. I didn't know you were
Yeah,
there. Like, I got nothing against you, B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
Bees
right.
make honey, which is so delicious. Just want to put that out there.
Delicious.
All right, let's move on. Honey's
Yeah.
amazing.
Is there a blessing and
B,
a curse?
honey is good. Yeah. Honey's pretty good. Okay. Season 6, episode 8, Hit and Run. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it works for this one. It truly is a hidden.
Not
No, but there isn't.
okay.
It's fake one,
It
but
is
it's a part of
not
the storyline.
the craziest thing about this episode is that
No.
Logan is not involved in this accident. I
I
watched it
know.
three times.
Oh, I
His
know he's
car,
not.
yeah, he's not, but he is like, but he puts himself in a
is
position where he
panic
could be
mode. Yeah.
charged with attempted murder.
Yes. He's a freaking idiot. It's so stupid. Yeah. All of his actions are like,
Yeah.
what are you doing, man? You made this so much worse.
The way this that it's a good crash. A lot of questions
Yeah.
about why this car was in the middle of the road.
Don't know. Yeah.
We
Parked
don't
car in
tell
the
we
middle of the
don't
road.
ever mention why the other car was there, but she nails that, and with a slow motion crash, like a
Oh.
beautiful crash test dummy type, like just watching her body contort.
Yeah.
I honestly thought she was dead.
Yeah, it looked very painful.
Yeah.
Like a
Yeah.
horrible
It
accident type
was
thing.
horrible.
Sleepy Kristen Wiig
Yeah.
that they cast in this part as the victim of this. Just sleepy and just like
Yes, very tired.
yeah, it was wild. And so he just like insisted on driving his own car, not like getting a public transport or like
I
anything.
know. It doesn't really, it makes us, he's got to show off, I guess.
When you
Is that
gotta
what it
meet
is?
with the Hong Kong clothing execs,
clothing. Yeah.
yeah, or you just show up in a
Manufacturers,
taxi.
yeah.
Yeah.
You really gotta show up in style or you won't be able to get that cheap underpaid labor to make
Yeah.
your clothing.
They want to be
I
impressed.
they really do. So
Do what you gotta do.
yeah, so we open with a montage, CJ and her dog in the water. Nothing much happens here. They just have a good time.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy and his brother Jim surfing, and some surf bullies call him a Val. This must be
I like that.
a Valley
A valley
kid.
guy. I get valley person, whatever.
Oh.
A val, yeah.
He waves to some girls. The guys are like, I never want to see him again. So they decide to I guess
Gonna
drop
catch the
in.
wave.
They're gonna drop in on him.
Yeah. Although it's weird
And
how they filmed it because it to me, from my eyes, it kind of felt like he did cut in front of them. Like they're like, hey, let's go check
they
this
say
wave
that
out.
later. They're like, he dropped in
Yeah.
front of us, but I think they saw that he was going to take the wave
Is
and
that
they
what it,
put
yeah,
them in a
maybe.
position to make it seem like it was like, oh, we're going to make him look bad.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
So Then,
but yeah, he does seem oblivious to everyone around him.
From Baywatch HQ, nothing has happened so far. Caroline spots trouble coming. Like, by them having this conversation in the water, is she reading lips? She's like, the surf guys, the locals are getting territorial again. And by locals, they mean Los Angeles, California.
Local. Yeah, local.
City of 4 million. These are essentially the people who are saying, like, keep Hawaii for Hawaiians. You know, like
I mean, local surfing locals is definitely a real.
It's
thing,
definitely
obviously.
A thing, but I don't know. I don't know how much of a thing it is.
I think it is.
Even in Santa Monica.
When I was a kid in San Clemente, there used to be shitty locals that would
get people there's shit. Still shitty locals in San Clemente.
Well, I know there are for other reasons, but
yeah.
no, but in general, I think it is a very, very common thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot why of them when she might wrote, not be there anymore. They might be in prison for their participation that's quite, in the January 6th.
Quite possible, too. Not everyone Hobie and his crew are on their way. That's why I laughed when Caroline's like, they're getting territorial again. And I was like, they probably always are. These probably shitheads are probably there every day and getting shitty towards anyone that's like not living right next to the beach.
I guess. Yeah. Well, if they're doing that in, you know, doing, okay. So maybe I misjudge them. Maybe this is just their daily thing.
I think, yeah. Yeah, then he calls, one of the locals calls, he says to the valley guy, he says, beat it, kook. Which is just like surfer lingo for like tool or whatever.
A kook, like a crazy person?
Yeah.
Like you're kook.
Yeah, K-O-O-K. I
guess, oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it probably comes from that, I assume, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
There's another kook that's pretty bad. That starts with a K. And... So then they knock him down. Mitch goes down the fire pole.
Well, this is new, right?
Yes. Well, and they mention it later. Stephanie goes,
I know, but
I haven't seen you go down that in years. But yeah, we've never seen this before. Never seen this before.
I called it the Bay Pole because it reminded me of like the Bat Pole or something like that. But I'm all for it. I didn't know this was a thing and I want more of it.
When I watched it, I was like, oh man, this has to have been baked in since the beginning of getting a Hasselhoff down the pole. And this is the, I'm honored.
Yes.
Season 6, episode 8, Jordan.
Hit and run. Oh, great.
It is funny to think about it before.
Never seen it before. It's funny too, because you're like, it probably saves like, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds, right? There's stairs right there. So it's hilarious that they're like, we got to put this. Did someone die? And they're like, if only we had a pole that someone could slide down.
Yeah.
Or it seems like the pole's been there for a while because it is mentioned. But then everybody was like, we're not firemen. And then like maybe the lifeguards were trying to make it happen, but it just never really caught on. Yeah. And so it's just been there. Or maybe it's the maypole for, every May Day.
Sure. Tie the ribbons around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they never use it.
It's already summer. Spring has passed.
For the equinox.
Yeah, for the equinox.
So Mitch goes in for a rescue, and then this tank of a brother is fending off these two. He is just this brute of a man.
I was like, truly, I was like, this is one of those like, don't judge a book by its covers, because he just looks like some old dude.
He's a little schlubby, yeah.
But then this guy kicks the shit out of these surfers.
Yes, he really does.
Well, this guy knows how to fight.
Desert Storm. Yeah, just.
that moment when one of them's like on his back and then he eggs on the other guy. He's like, come on, like, go ahead and punch me in the stomach. It's going to do nothing to me.
It's such a choice to have this guy be so good at fighting that you think it would be important for the episode, but it is not.
You would think, I wish he was in more of the episode. But he never shows up again. Yeah, 100%. You would think it was important.
Not important. He gets he just like, hey, you can't fight either. And if you do, you won't be allowed on the beach either. And then he's out. So once Mitch breaks up the fight, Logan joins in. And then the boys are banned from the beach. The locals are banned.
I know. They get banned,
or
but
is
not
the whole
the guy
beach
to fight.
Shut down?
No, what he says is these two surfers are banned from the beach, but then he turns to the old
grounded.
Guy beating the shit out of them. Yeah, they're grounded. And he's like, just don't fight people next time. You can still come to the beach, essentially. It's like, okay. And I have a question for you guys both. Do you think this is a thing? I obviously people, I assume, can get banned from the beach in some way, but I feel like the
How do
surfers
you
would be like,
enforce
"What are you
it?
talking about?" Yeah, it's like, we can
I'll
come to the
just
beach if you want.
go anywhere.
What's Mitch gonna go down to court and be like, "You don't understand. They cut off this guy while they were surfing," and they'll be like, "Okay, yeah, you're banned from the
Yeah,
beach."
do
It's
they
like,
have
I
like
don't
a
think
"Did you
so.
see
They're
this person?"
86. They're 86. Yeah.
They got a picture. I got pictures up, and it's like, do not
Do
serve
not let
these
these guys serve.
two. Yeah.
Every lifeguard tower. By the way, did you notice when Mitch ran into the water to make the rescue?
Oh, and he
There
just
was a stunt
flops.
double. Oh yeah, but there was like a stunt double for some reason. I was like, why? It's weird because they always just running themselves. And I was like, what happened that Mitch was like, or David Hasselhoff was like, I'm not gonna run in. I
Oh, I
wonder.
just noticed the most that I've ever seen Mitch do the thing where he just like sprints in and then just like belly flopped without a
Oh yeah,
dive or
once he's
without
in a
anything like that.
Interesting.
Anyway, so then Logan uses this to ask Mitch if he can borrow his car. Mitch says no for two reasons, Slim and Men, and because him and Garner have a stakeout tonight.
Right.
Jordan,
So
we should let
wait.
you know that
Oh yeah, we yeah.
this show is airing concurrently with a Baywatch spinoff called Baywatch Nights, in which Mitch is also a private eye. So we have already done Baywatch Nights season one. We did that before we did this. So we've seen 22 episodes of him being a private eye. And now we're watching season six, but they were airing like one before the other. So it would be like
Yeah,
8 o'clock
back to back.
Baywatch, 9 o'clock Baywatch Nights.
Okay.
What a
And
night.
so we never met Garner in this episode, or did he?
No, I don't think
Garner
he's on the
is
show
what
anymore.
he's out.
Used to be.
Yeah,
Oh, he's just
he was
now
a
on Baywatch Nights.
main cast member for a while on Baywatch, and now he's on Baywatch Nights. And at the end of season one, he's out. Have you watched the television show The Righteous Gemstones?
No, I need
Okay, well, he's
to.
in
Yeah, he's on
that
that.
show
Oh,
now.
really? Brilliant.
Great actor. We really like
Yeah.
him. It's a big loss for him not to be on the show.
Oh, yes.
But by the way, Mitch was like, there's two chances, Logan, slim to none. And then he
Yeah,
says, I'm
Slim,
using the
that's
car
what I meant.
tonight. And I was like, I don't think slim is one of the options then, Mitch, right? So he's saying there's
Right,
like a
it's
chance.
none.
He's giving
Yeah.
it's none, right? So you just say there's no chance.
Well, it's kind
So
of like in Dumb and Dumber, like
I know, yeah.
a million to one. And he's like, so you're saying there's a
Saying there's a
chance?
chance. Slim is even more hope though. It's like, yeah, probably not, but
He
I guess
just
there's
wanted to be
a chance.
clever,
He wanted to be
right?
cool. He wanted to be cool.
Mitch.
So then CJ finds an injured sea lion, who has netting on him, Max the sea lion. One of the funniest moments is jumping ahead to the end of the episode when the
When the guy
wildlife
comes,
rescue guy
yeah.
comes and says, and he's like, you can come visit him anytime. And she's like, no, thanks. I'm good.
Yes. No, yeah, I got my fill of sea lion. I laughed hard at that too.
That was really funny that she just like
Yeah.
spent all this time with the sea lion, and then he's like, you come visit him anytime. She's like, nah, I
I'm
just want to
good.
remember him like
Nah.
this. I'm good.
Yeah.
Remember him like this? Not when he's
What
old
is
and
it?
decrepit.
Nah. Yeah, exactly. So strange. So strange.
It's also so like it's all just for the paintball game, but how much Caroline hates this sea lion, like
Yeah.
despises, detests this sea lion. There's not a
There's a story
single
behind
moment in
this.
which
Yeah,
she's
there's some sort of
warm.
origin story where like
Yes,
she was
something
like
happened.
family was harmed by sea
Yeah.
lions. They're just like,
Quite
look how
possibly, yeah.
disgusting it is.
Objectively, they are like cute and majestic creatures who are very
Yeah.
smart, and it is odd. It is an odd choice, and they look
Oh,
like
okay.
dogs, kind of. So it's like,
Yes. I have a theory that just popped in my head. Is it possible Caroline's dad was a sea lion and walked out on the family
walked
or swam out
out.
on the family?
Yeah,
And
interesting.
I would say this, so Stephanie and Caroline are sisters. And do you remember that episode, Charlie, where Stephanie kept going, arf, 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 arf? And then Caroline also does an arf, arf here. That
Oh.
would explain being partially sea lion.
So it's
Now, what's your counter
triggering.
to that?
I
Yeah.
was just gonna say, no, I was gonna say maybe, yeah, the dad went out for sardines and never came back.
Yes.
For sardines.
Yeah. Because isn't there's something about, like, we've heard about their mom, but we've never heard about their dad, so.
No, we did hear about their dad, right? Or
We
he
did.
was at,
Am I totally
he
missing
died
a
in
thing? So.
Vietnam.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that as Caroline,
He
because that was
crashed
before
in
that.
a
That was Stephanie.
helicopter
You're right.
in
But wait a second.
Vietnam, and she has she so
Hold
Jordan,
on.
Stephanie has flashbacks to her father crashing in a helicopter in Vietnam before she's born.
How is that possible?
He like sees it in the war. She sees it, and she's like, she can't be in a helicopter because of something that happened before she was born.
I'm so confused though. Stephanie is the older sister though. So wait, how was Caroline born? Was Caroline? Stephanie
that
was alive at the time,
right? That doesn't make any sense, right?
It doesn't make sense, right? No. Is it just they decided to scrap that storyline?
Yeah, they message us like, because it is crazy because she keeps having visions of this crash and it's like, it was 10,000 miles away.
Yeah, she was there.
So funny.
Yeah.
And you were not a human being yet.
Right, yeah. A funny trope is one thing to have just like—
No matter what anyone says, it's not a human being yet.
Right. Yeah, you tell him, Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, don't get it political. I'm gonna. So then we introduce paintball.
Speaking of political
episode. Yeah, we've got—
this is Hobie and his militia pals.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're getting ready for January 6th.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So yeah, they're all in. So if you do paintball, I guess in this world, you have to wear army fatigues. Like anytime anyone is doing paintball,
it's funny because they're all doing this on the beach. So it's like camouflage wouldn't work quite, or at least not this camouflage would not work quite the same. It would in like the woods or wherever we're usually.
You guys are going to have to
open anyway.
Explain to me also the rules of this particular paintball game, because it doesn't seem like getting shot gets you out unless they decide it does. And there are just moments in which they all stand like 2 or 3 feet away from each other
just
fire at each other.
And that's
discriminate.
They very much brush that off.
Yes. They keep acting like it like barely hurts. I'm like,
it's painful.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's very painful.
But there are times when people get shot and they're like, you're out. But then there are other times. And then Mitch is in after he's out. And it's
like, Mitch, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Also, they had this weird thing about the rules. There's like, hey, if you capture the opponent's flag, the game's over. But no one seemed to care about this whole flag aspect. So I was like, someone mentioned it.
I also do like that when it ends up that like Cody very well may die by falling off a cliff, everyone's reaction is like, ah, brother. Like,
no one seems that concerned. They're like,
we're not supposed to be guarding life.
Mitch is like, I guess I'll go get him.
Boy, you guys. Terry, who is Hobie's love interest in this episode, I guess, she gets a call on her cell phone. She apparently has a cell phone in 1995. And at the time, if you had a cell phone, then that meant your parents were overprotected because they're trying to keep tabs on you.
Oh, right,
now everybody wants a cell phone. So she has to wear sunscreen and she's like, I will, even though I'm covered head to toe. And she has to be, she's like, and her mom says, be home on time and don't be late, which is just like, that's like normal parent stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like, be home when I tell you to be home.
Parents just say that. Yeah. Totally. By the way, did you guys have the thought? I was like, these freaking kids just polluting the beach with their dumb paintball. Right.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I know they say it's not toxic, but I'm like, but still fucking paint. Like, don't. That just means it's not poisonous, right? So, but
right.
Like, what are you doing? They're just shooting paintball all over the beach. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Though I will say it, like, it'll be washed away in like the wind. Right.
Oh my God! Listen to this paintball guy. This paintball defender.
You know what? In 10,000 years, that paint won't be there anymore. So.
Okay.
9,999. There's going to be a little bit left.
I hear your defense there, but I'm also just like, no, don't do paintball all over the beach. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of paint. So where should people do paintball?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like
in the woods, where it'll affect the animals.
It's fine in the woods. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm just more protective of the beach. That's all.
Not on the beach.
Truly.
We're more concerned about the oceans than.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Oh yeah, because the more paint that goes in there, then those oceans will rise faster. Because it's like when you put stuff in a bathtub, it just makes it more
filling the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, you're filling it up.
That's the melting glaciers. Oh
yes.
Man,
oh, my
God. Responsible to go swimming in the ocean because we're raising the water levels every time we're in it.
I'm on board now. Don't do it.
Okay, great.
So then Stephanie says she hasn't seen Mitch slide down the pole in years. Oh, we introduce a plot in which Mitch is having severe money trouble and is mad because his hours are being cut by her, who is not his boss.
They're kind of like, I guess, unless because he stepped back because he's doing detective work.
Oh, yeah. He wanted is to become a recurrent. Is that what it is?
They were kind of like equals basically before. But yeah, I guess it's, she's deciding how many hours he gets. But yeah, he's so bitter about this. By the way, Stephanie, did you guys get those sexual undertones when she's saying, hey, Mitch, you haven't slid down that pole in a while?
Absolutely.
And she's like,
oh,
maybe, and that's why
he's like,
maybe I could slide down the pole a little bit later.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you used to fuck guys.
No, it could be. It could be.
Maybe
it could be, but maybe she's talking about Mitch's poll. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're yeah, but then Mitch is very angry here, very angry,
very angry when she's like, really douchey. Is lifeguard still important? Lifeguarding still important? He's like, lifeguarding's the most important thing. Like, he's so upset, but he has an entire other career. He is working like they barely, for the first like 12 episodes of Baywatch Nights, they barely mention he's a lifeguard.
I know. Okay. I have another theory here. This one I actually believe more. I think at this point, Mitch has a drug problem, probably cocaine, because he needs cocaine to like function awake, through two jobs. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think he's running out of money and he needs money for cocaine. So that
he owes
his anger,
money.
He owes money at this point. Yes. His desperation for like more hours to get money and like just yelling at people. I think, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, that would explain the irrational emotions too, of just like, give me more hours.
Yeah. Yes. It's just like, and I mean, at least he's trying to, do it honestly. He's not looking
that's
for
true.
A quick
unlike,
buck.
That's true, unlike Logan Wood or something. Yeah. Yeah.
That's unlike Logan Wood. Logan is such a bad person.
It really is. Never takes responsibility either.
Never, ever. Okay,
are
so then,
to, are they trying to present him as the bad boy?
They,
that is
they
like
always
a,
have, basically.
Oh my God.
But it,
he's
but
been a piece
funny
of
because
shit,
he's,
but it's getting
he's
worse.
A piece of shit, though.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the thing.
That is immediately what I'm picking up on. It's not like it's an attractive rebel.
No,
it's just a shithead.
It is absolutely supposed to be the villain character, but he's just a shithead.
Mate.
You're just like, this guy. What the fuck?
I know. So then we've got paintballing, and this is where they're just standing a few feet away and shooting at each other, except for Kobe and Terry, who decide
I've
they need
conversation.
To get JB. And Hobie's like, remember, walk quietly, then hit and run. Then
just like the title.
Yeah. Terry is immediately harassed by a bee. At first, I thought it was a ghost. Like, what if
that would have been funny?
She just like spirits on the beach, but don't play paintball.
It killed me. I was in the ocean.
The ocean too full.
It is toxic, actually. Oh yeah. By the way, you wouldn't know this, Charlie, but the trivia said because in this scene and also in the later scene, everyone keeps lifting up their helmets and they're like. Whoever did the trivia is like, must do paintball or something. They're like, that's a huge no-no, which it is, obviously. But it's like because you could get like shot in the eye and lose an eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
never
like,
really
but I get why they kept having them doing that because they, you know, whatever, it's TV and they want them. Yeah. But you're not supposed to lift up that
every
helmet.
Once in a while, I'm like, you fucking dweebs doing this trivia on IMDb.
Sure.
Actually, you wouldn't lift up your. Yeah, it's like, well, it's, you know, they would they also stand 2 feet away from each other and shoot each other? No. So then she gets stung and he's like, are you allergic? And she says, I don't know.
I could be.
But I've never interacted with a bee before. So,
mother never let
me. So then they're like, oh my God. We need to get the stinger out. And so then Hobie picks up the phone and makes a call to Baywatch. She should call 911, but whatever.
Sure.
And so then Cody gets Paige that he's got to go for possible anaphylactic shock.
Code 3.
The kids are all sitting around. That's the third code. When they were making the list of codes for lifeguards, the third one was bee sting.
This anaphylactic shock. It's got to be bee sting. That's code 3.
It's like they're
jellyfish.
Like
jellyfish.
Drowning.
The jellyfish.
Is so one is drowning. Two
sunburn
is
or shark. What do you think?
Surfer.
Sunburn.
Hey, bee sting is 3. Who knows?
Drowning,
Sunburn, and bee sting.
Yeah.
I love that those. So we got a code two sunburn.
Go to.
We need aloe stat.
God, when he shows up, when he shows up and he asks immediately, "Did you get the stinger out?" Like it's a bullet. I
Oh
love
yeah. Yeah.
And, well,
Also,
and then when Hobie's
Hobie's
like,
like his
"Bring me oxygen!"
yeah. Yes. I was like, he's like his dad, dude. He's just yelling at Cody, "Get over here, Cody."
Bring me oxygen. Oh, I forgot about that.
Did
That made
you?
me laugh.
I had a question about the oxygen. So he brings it over essentially, but it just seems to be a mask with nothing attached to it. What was, yeah, right? There's no oxygen there, I don't think. Is the oxygen in the trunk? I
What
mean,
she
the, I mean,
needs is
truck.
like what she needs is like an albuterol inhaler or something that's going to like open her lungs. Because like if her lungs are closed, no amount of oxygen in the world is going to help that.
Or
You know, it's like
she needs like three Claritins.
yes,
That'll take.
a slow
That'll take
release
care of
Claritin.
Holy crap.
So then they put her in the truck. Then Logan wants to borrow Numi's car, but he says no. Okay. Just the, do you know what I'm gonna say?
What? Oh, what?
Was just a very
Oh, the shot?
leering shot of
Oh, yeah.
Numi with
Newbie's
like,
like, I'll do the
as they
scene,
call
but you're going to
them,
show my body.
you gotta show
Motor
those cum
craft.
gutters.
Absolutely. That's I was like, I
was,
noticed it too.
he
I was
was
like, this
like,
shot,
and I
he's
was
very
like,
much in the foreground. He's like, my shirt,
yes.
I'll just be starting to put my
And
shirt on,
he's
but my
got
full body, you're going to see it.
full
Yeah.
body.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny. I was laughing
Also,
at how just aggressive he is, but like this is also me not knowing that like that Logan is just an asshole and
he's an asshole.
like he deserves
I will
all
say
of
though,
the
Jordan, Numi is like a, he's not like a main cast member, but he's on a lot throughout all the seasons. He's also like the stunt coordinator and stuff like that. So usually when he's on, you're like, oh, he's fine, he does fine, whatever. But I noticed this like scene asked for a lot of dialogue from him, and I was like, oh yeah, he's not that good of an actor. It kind of was like, yeah, you could see it there.
That's funny.
One
He's really
and
leaning into a one note emotion of
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not giving you no car.
And then he's like, you should, if you're desperate, you should steal Cody's car.
I know. It's weird that he got a suggestion.
He implanted the
I mean,
idea.
he did, really, right?
Yeah.
So funny. You could always try Cody. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
It's wild. And so then he does take it and drives off. At first, I thought he was going to hit this person on their bike,
I did
but
too,
he's
yeah. I
just,
like that. You know, I wonder if that was a choice, like a little like, oh, is it gonna
submerge
happen here?
it. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then, yeah, but you would think they'd do it a couple more times. Instead,
True.
they've used this trope before of woman falling asleep.
They have. They love
And this lady
it.
is the, but this might be the tiredest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, she is like, every time she almost crashes, she is like, I'm still basically asleep. Because normally you would think that the adrenaline of that would just like jolt you awake and you're
Yeah, it
like, oh
would
my
jolt
God,
you, right?
yes,
Or at least
absolutely.
make you go, I got to get the fuck off this road or something.
Yeah,
But she just falls
right.
back asleep.
She
She
falls back
needs
asleep.
Mitch's cocaine, dude, to get her back
I know, she
up
really
and
does.
going. Yeah.
So then she just like almost hits Logan. Logan swerves out of the way, and this lady fucking creams another
It
car.
is oh,
It is
it is a
a
crash. It's a hell of a
brutal
stunt.
crash.
A lot
Yes.
of good stunts in this. It was a, yeah, absolutely brutal.
And so
Yeah.
Logan runs up, he pulls her out, she is still alive. A police officer comes up and immediately, rather than helping her, is like, I gotta
Yes.
investigate what happened.
Yes. By the way, Charlie, this guy, I maybe it was just the acting, but I was getting fake policeman vibes, and it reminded
Yes.
me of what you said, I think, in the last episode, where there's a guy that, Jordan, there's a guy that apparently impersonated a police officer just to get free coffee from Burger King for like
Really?
years and then got
This
busted.
was,
Yeah,
yeah, this was
it's
a
just
few
like
years
the
ago. He
dumbest
was
thing.
arrested for it and he was facing 10 years in prison because it's a felony to impersonate a police officer. But he was just
Oh.
going to Burger King every day and they were like, hello, Officer Jones. And he's like, my coffee, please.
Oh my God.
Just the dumbest reason.
That's
It really
fascinating. I
is.
want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, I
Sure,
know,
yeah.
seriously.
I want to
Why'd you
interview
do
him
it?
instead.
He's like, I wanted coffee.
Why a cop? And he gave you
Why
like,
the worst coffee?
So then Logan says that it was a 250-pound guy with a beard, and that he ran off. And the cop
Vagrant.
is like,
Probably a vagrant.
hey, well,
Yes,
I
I'll
hope
take
I
on the
find
vagrant.
him. Yes, a vagrant, but I hope
We'll
I
run the
find
plates.
him because a felony hit and run is a, or it's a hit and
Or
run is
is
a
it is
felony
it's a
offense.
felony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this woman is probably dying on the no
I
one seems to care.
do
Like you said, she's
not
just on the ground.
understand why Logan lied about this because
It's so
Cody
crazy.
wouldn't have pressed charges and been like, "You should go to jail for taking my car." He'd be pissed at him, but he's like, but
Right.
it's like, but rather he's like, "I am going to pretend like, because you don't have any involvement in this. This is this
He
woman's
doesn't.
fault."
Yes. And I
Yes,
think they
like
make it clear the whole time it's her fault. I mean, she's falling
it's
asleep.
yes.
She's driving on the wrong side of the
There
road. So
is
it's like, what are you
and but
doing,
he
dude?
creates this huge thing to the point that
Yeah.
Cody gets arrested.
It's insane. It is so crazy.
And the police, even
Ugh.
when they find out, like, there's no way he could have done this, they're like, nah, we're gonna take him anyway.
Taking him anyway. Great.
So
Yeah.
then back at Mitch's house, Hobie and Terry are drinking Cokes and eating pretzels. And she got an antihistamine, but she'll need to carry it around with her.
Yes. Also, did you notice? So I guess Hobie's getting older, he's maturing, and he's left behind A&W cream soda and he now drinks Coke.
Yeah.
Yes,
Man, now
right? So he used
A&W
to
was a
drink
big
A&W cream
sponsor.
soda before.
Yeah.
But now it's Coke, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you got a girl over, you can't drink any lame root beer. You gotta.
That's, actually, that is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It does sound so. When you say it like that, it's like, yeah, root beer? No,
They
you
should have
can't drink
shown a
root
shot of him opening the
beer.
fridge, looking at both cans, and then
Yes.
it's like playing music that's like he's growing up.
This is a kid's soft drink. Root beer? Nah.
Sorry. And then he
Coke.
pushes it to the side and takes the Coke.
Yeah.
And you close the door, and the A&W is like Woody from Toy
Oh,
Story.
yes.
He's
Yes. I was like, oh.
life. He's so
Yes.
sad.
He's
He's like,
next to
what?
the
He
Capri
left
Sun, and the
us.
Capri Sun is like, ah,
I've been there. I've been there, kid. And Coke is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Up, up, and away.
Up and away. A
little bit of
And
Superman in there.
Yes. I would totally watch this film.
Yeah, the Coke is like fuck juice, right? It's like, it's just setting the mood for what's about to happen. I was surprised that Obi didn't go ahead and light that fireplace.
Well, yes. When Mitch comes home, I thought he was gonna have the safe sex talk with him and be like, you gotta light the
You
fireplace
gotta
whenever
light the
you're
fire
gonna
because Mitch
before
always
you
lights
yeah.
a fireplace when he's gonna
Yes.
bone down.
Oh, maybe he got that from his old man.
Yes.
So that's the
So,
talk, is him showing him how to start a fire.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
He's
I
like, you gotta do
love
this
that. You
responsibly.
gotta do this
Yeah.
because it really sets the mood.
Yeah.
But
It
instead,
seems like
she's
they
like,
had the talk. Like it seems like the way that like because like hey, no girls while I'm out. So you think that
Right.
Toby's had the talk.
Yeah. But
Yes, yeah.
imagine, okay, so boys, I want you to transport yourself back to when you were 13 years old
Okay.
or 14 or whatever. And
Yeah.
what have you did you ever meet a girl who was like, "No, Hobie, I remember what you did. Nobody would do for me what you did for me. You saved my life." Like that's like talking like a 32-year-old woman. Like just like the most like just like Hobie, that's not how I remember it.
Yeah, I am
That's the
forever
point. Yeah.
he's like, all I did was make a phone call. And she's like, "Hobie, no, you saved my life. And now
Yeah.
I am your queen."
I am your queen.
Yes.
Oh
You're
gosh.
right. No, of course not. But I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Now I feel like that's the influence from her mom. It's like
Yeah.
she has, she's like, yeah,
I think
her
she's
mom
very
probably has
mature
her
for her age,
maybe
like because of all of the
based
mom just overbearing.
the
Yeah.
overbearing
Mom just
parent.
constantly probably demanding a lot from her. Yeah. So it
Yeah.
checks out, but that is a good point though. That is like a funny, you're right. Like, yeah, kids don't talk like this in general. Like,
Yeah.
yeah,
She so
no, hope you
she's
need to
seeking
understand
a
what you, yeah.
protector, and that's
Yeah.
what she's been taught by her mom is to seek out a man that's like a protector.
Yes.
And so
Should be going for a beekeeper. Someone that knows how to
she
deal with those bees.
No, that's too many bees to be around.
That's true. It is too many bees to be around. It's a good point.
Too
Okay, you're
dangerous.
right. You're
I
right.
mean, she likes danger, maybe,
Yeah, I was
but
gonna say, like, I'd rather
yeah.
live on the edge than
Yeah.
Data beekeeper.
So she finally goes to kiss him. Oh, she says, "You stayed calm and you held my hand and you made me feel like everything is gonna be okay." They should have shown a flashback to him being like, "Bring
That's a good point. That's a good point.
the
Was he that calm? I don't know.
oxygen! Bring it!"
But he did save her life, I guess.
Yes, he did save her life. And so then she goes to kiss him and Mitch walks in And she stands up. It actually would have been better if she just like scooted over to the side and like just like picked up her coke. Uh-huh. But the way she jumps up, it's very clear. Oh, that something it's very was telling. To, on, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And so she says she has to go home. And Mitch is like, Hobie, what did I say about having girls over when I'm not here? Which is, I guess it's better if dad's home.
Did you guys see Hobie while he's telling him this was just trying as hard as he could to push his boner down?
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I got this boner.
and then Mitch is like, she was just thanking me for saving her life. And Mitch knows because he's been in this situation a lot of times. He's like, well, then thank God I came home. Because he knows that, like, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Many times Jordan has Mitch rescued a woman.
Mitch has been seduced by a woman he's rescued.
They boned down, next to the fireplace.
Wow.
So after this, things are never really the same between Hobie and Terry. This is
It's all downhill from here.
Apex of their romance. Yes. And then after that, she is like insistent that he's a misogynist, which he is, but it's like funny that like they're standing there and he goes like, she goes, that's sexist. He's like, no, it's not. She's like, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Okay. Stop it, you two.
Yeah.
So then we get a weird montage of everyone.
This is a B-roll, right?
Yeah. Everyone doing life saving.
What's going
stuff.
On here? I kind of figured out a hard time
following this too. Of just like
it was jarring at first. I was very confused, but then you kind of figure out what's going on eventually once they have Neely and she's like, oh, it's just to like include Neely in it.
Setting up all the work that Neely could be doing.
Yeah.
But it's also weird because so Neely, Stephanie is always like, Neely is a good lifeguard.
And
she's not going to get fired, even though she, because Neely is kind of like Logan in the sense that she sucks too. And so she's constantly like stirring the pot and doing things like that. But then they're always like, she's such a good lifeguard.
Yeah.
She can't get fired. And then all of a sudden in this, it's like, you get it's this like weird like steps. Internal monologue where she's like stuck on the switchboard all day.
Saying everything I like.
I bet Stephanie wants to make me quit. Well, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to show her.
It is weird. I feel like it's either like that thing we've talked about before. They might shoot these out of order or whatever, and then just air them whenever they air them. Or it's just like quality control is not there where there's no like a script supervisor that's like, hey, we've already kind of resolved this plot line. Because this is like very early on, Jordan, they have this whole thing where it's like, ooh, everyone's trying to get me fired. But we've now had episodes where they're like, Neely is a great lifeguard and she's here to stay. So it's like, what? Why are we walking backwards here?
Yeah, this weird thing. And then this conversation kind of reminded me of like in Stranger Things or anything like that, where you've got kids sitting and the kid's sitting and he's like typing on the computer trying to figure out the thing. And he goes like, oh, of course, a flux capacitor would utilize energy that's off the spectrum. And then someone else goes like, speak English, please. And he's like, an analog clock. And where's an analog clock? The courthouse. they run out of the room. But it's like this, she's just doing it by herself though. She's like, I wonder why she's doing this. Huh.
Yep.
Neely, you could be out there having fun, but instead you're on the switchboard.
And guys, there's other people, it's established there's other people in the office. So can you just imagine if you're one of those lifeguards and you're seeing Neely just having this discussion by herself? You're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
No, Stephanie,
I think Stephanie's office is like right there.
That's true. She's around the corner. She's like, I'm right here if you want to have a talk with me.
In this episode, we get this is the one man in this episode who should absolutely be in prison.
Oh, the dad.
The dad.
I wrote down careless speedboat dad because we don't have a name for him. But I was like, I can't believe he's doing this to his kid.
Yeah.
Careless speedboat dad driving his like very much reminded me of young Charlie. A little chubby blonde kid, which is what I was sitting in the back looking like kind
scared,
of
right?
not sure that he's enjoying dad is turning around and going like, hey buddy,
this kid is only like 5 or 6, but like he even at that age he's like, this seems off. I don't think we should be doing this.
This dad is clearly going through divorce and desperate
and his favorite parents blasted out of his mind. He's
rented
so drunk
this boat for the day.
Yes, and he's driving like an absolute maniac. And then
Absolutely, yeah.
this kid, in my mind, I tried watching it a couple of times, does not stand up. And the dad turns around and is like,
Yeah.
"You gotta stay in your seat, stay in your seat." And then the dad gets up and leaves the controls while the boat is fully
Yes.
at top
It's
speed,
going so fast.
so fast. And then is hit by the wind or something and
Like a little wave or something, whatever. He
blown
gets
out of the
knocked out.
boat. Yes,
Yeah.
I had a good chuckle at this set of
I did
events.
too.
And this
I had a
kid, who
question.
is maybe like almost 10, is just
Oh, I
nothing.
think he's younger. I think, yeah, I think he's,
Maybe. But
yeah,
he just
he's
like
like,
stays in place. He's
because he doesn't,
totally
he's at an age, he doesn't
terrified.
even know like what to do. He has no idea what to do.
Oh, yeah.
I had a question. How did they do this stunt? I was
I
like,
know.
oh my God, because it seems to be the kid in there. There must be someone on there on the floor, but it still
I
seems like it's going
know.
fast.
It's, I
I
know
don't.
that I watched it and I was like, this is so dangerous.
It seems so dangerous. Yes.
Yes,
It doesn't look
but
sped up, and I'm just, I don't understand how they did it.
Yeah, they made
Basically,
yeah.
I was like, this is very impressive, but I also was like, this
Not
kid is very young.
necessary.
He should not be. No.
So then the boat is going full speed, and then in my mind, watching and seeing how much distance there was from the boat to the jetty, that kid is 100% dead. Yet of course they have Mitch ride the jet ski, catch up to the boat, jump in, and turn it
It
in
doesn't really
time.
totally show. I guess, do they show him
Yeah,
turning
they
in
don't
time? They didn't,
show.
right? They weirdly cut away
Yeah,
from that.
they weirdly cut away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I remembered, this doesn't matter, but earlier when Neely was on the switchboard and she's like calling in different things, one of the things she called in was Tower so and so, we got rollerbladers on a
Oh
bike
yeah.
path. And I was like, what? Is that
That's where you ride.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I think. You ride there. I didn't understand that. I was like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Well, oh, so then Stephanie, Neely and Stephanie save the dad, but then Stephanie's mad Neely left the switchboard and she's like, "Well then fire me, Stephanie, 'cause I'm not gonna quit." And then nothing really happens there.
Yeah, that's what it ends up.
I get like, hey, follow orders, whatever, just then. But I'm like, really, this is the time you're choosing to just yell at Neely after she saved this guy's life?
I know.
I don't know. I'm like, come on, Steffi. That's not cool.
So then Cody and Caroline arrive at the tower, or at Baywatch headquarters, and CJ has a sea lion. Caroline is grossed out by it.
I'm sorry, when this happened, were you guys like, oh, that's right, there's a sea lion in this
Yes.
episode? And it'd been so long, I was like, this is wild. Yeah,
I totally forgot about it.
totally forgot. Yeah.
And she's like, it seems like he got loose from a water show and he's trained. How did this sea lion get loose from a water show?
Well, they explain it later. The guy that picks him up, he says, we were doing some kind of like a demonstration on the
On the
beach and he
beach,
got
on the
away.
beach.
And
That's
in my
right.
mind, I was like, well, I think he wanted to escape you guys. I don't think he likes being a part of this water show.
Yeah.
Right? Because
That.
he's a trained sea lion. So it's like
Yeah.
that seems like a choice he made. He's like,
But if
I'm
he's
done with this
on,
life.
but if he's on land, he can barely move. You know, like I'm like I like, you know, how do you get? Okay, well,
I mean, we don't know what the show was. They don't go into details. So
yeah,
it's
because
like he
I'm
made a
trying to
run
think
for it,
because we don't
basically.
have we don't we didn't have the Aquarium of the Pacific yet.
Oh,
Didn't
they called
exist
it,
in
they had a
Long
name for
Beach.
it. It
Yeah, it
said it
was
was some kind of weird
Sea,
name.
or it was like Marine Station or something.
Oh, Shoreline Attractions.
Shoreline Attractions doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because like the closest that you would get is SeaWorld, down in
Right.
San
But
Diego.
they're just jacking off orcas down there.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh man. That would have been amazing if this sea lion killed a bunch of people and became the subject of Blackfish
Yes.
So funny. On IMDb, under trivia, this is listed as goofs of they often
Okay.
the sea lion for a seal, but they are
Oh,
different
yes.
species.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, Stephanie,
because
especially, I think, calls
Stephanie
it a
calls it a
seal.
seal. Yeah.
But also, Stephanie's gross, or yeah, I guess, what's the
Caroline.
Or
Yeah,
Caroline,
Caroline's
yeah.
grossed out, so she
Yeah,
must
and
know.
I would think that it would be like a thing where you're being dismissive, where you're like, I don't
Right.
really care what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, as they're dealing with this, the police show up and want to take Cody down to the station because so of the funny. Hit and run. Yeah.
I laughed so hard when Caroline's like, actually, he worked last night. And then they're like, oh, can you vouch for him at 7:45? And she thinks about it for a second. She's like, nah.
No.
It really seems like she's like, I don't want to get involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be your alibi.
She's like, no, maybe he did it.
Yeah.
and then Mitch shows up in his triple XL t-shirt.
Big shirt, yeah.
He's wearing a giant shirt, which he does from time to time. And I'm always like, dude, like, you know, that is not a good fit for you. So then Cody looks and he's like, oh, my car is gone.
Yeah.
And wouldn't the police say, like, yeah, we towed it.
Got it. Yeah. But they say nothing about it.
Because it's a hit and run. Usually when someone is involved in a hit and run, they also take the car. They don't usually abandon the car. But at this point, the police know exactly where the car is because Logan couldn't take the car.
I mean, their case is going to fall apart, I would guess, anyways, because they're going to look at the car and go, oh, it wasn't.
It's not involved in the accident.
There's no. Yeah. Yeah. No evidence of any type. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. And so then he's like, and then Logan goes like, yeah, someone took your car. And then the police go like, yeah, I think we're still going to take him.
Yeah.
No. And then Mitch is like, hey, can I tag along?
With and they're you? Like, and they're like, yeah, whatever.
So did he jump in the car with them?
It looked like he was going to get in his car to come pick him up. Yeah.
By the way, I just remembered randomly earlier when Logan steals the car, it was kind of funny when he's out there, he's kind of looking around, hoping no one will see him. There's like a lifeguard up on top of headquarters with binoculars, but she's looking the other way. And it's just kind of funny. It's like she's like on patrol, but she misses the stealing of the car.
Well, yeah, it's not her job to watch the parking lot.
I know. That's almost like what it seemed like.
I know, but it's so funny that she would turn around and be like, well, make sure all the cars are still there. Because, like, honestly, like, there are coworkers that, like, when I was at work, I have no idea what you drive. Like, I show up for this job.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone drives.
I'm like, if somebody gets into a car with the keys and they drive off with it, then I'm going to be like, yep, if you have the keys, there must be a reason. So then the sea lion destroys the first aid room because he does not want to be in captivity.
What a fun scene, though. I love it.
So fun. It hits the emergency button, and you can turn the emergency alarm off by pressing the emergency
button. Press it again.
Yes, and nobody does it until Stephanie comes in. Yeah.
Yeah, and what is the emergency button? Is this a thing? I was like, what is this? This isn't a thing, right? They just made this up for the scene, or is there?
I guess a fire alarm, right?
Is that what it's supposed to be? But, you know, like, fire alarm, I know. But emergency button is, what is that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Because, like, if it is a fire alarm, then, like, it's a whole
the seal and the seal won't be able to pull it. So they had to make it so that it's, like, and they probably wrote in there where it's, like, the seal turns on the fire alarm. And then they were, like, oh, fuck. Well, he doesn't have hands.
Oh, that, you know what? You're right. That's probably what it was, yeah. So they just made this big emergency button.
Yeah, he's like, so he's going to hit the emergency button. Yes.
He's knocking around this like soccer ball or whatever, some kind of ball, and having fun.
Yeah, and instead of turning off the alarm, they don't. Stephanie to come.
They wait for Stephanie to come by and do it. Yeah.
Caroline goes just to be grossed out by the.
She's so disgusting.
Oh yeah, she said it stinks. She said it stinks. So this kind of ties into what I was going to ask is, whenever I see something like this, they're like, CJ's like, oh, we'll just put the sea lion in the office. I'm like, God, it must be just shitting up a storm in there. Who's cleaning?
Oh my God. Oh my God. And it's got to smell just awful. Just even the sea lion itself, because it's covered in ocean water. It's just been eating fish guts. And also, I feel like Caroline could have avoided what happens later in this episode if she had been nice to the seal. Then her cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha night wouldn't be... the sea lion. This random scene of cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha that comes up later. Yeah, for Zanzibar. And I think
Zanzibar, which is a Billy Joel song. Zanzibar.
Yeah. So I think the idea is... Mitch brings Cody back. Oh, and Stephanie's like, is he a criminal? And Mitch is like, he's clean. Like, as though it was a question. He's like, tell me what happened. I gotta know. Is this guy, do we gotta kick him out? No, he's clean. Someone stole the car. And Logan helped the lady. So then Cody gives Caroline a ride, and it looks like he's like, she's like, makes a kind of a gesture as though he's like going down on her in the car, kind
Yes,
of, right?
absolutely. Because so he's like, "Do you like salsa music?" And then she mentions the Lovato, which is a very sexual dance.
Right.
And then he's like, "Hold on, I got to find this CD, this new CD." And then he doesn't see it in the back. And then he goes around her side, and it's just like
Yeah, it's not in the back.
digging around down there. And she definitely is making a face like, "Oh, okay, yeah, this is kind of nice, actually."
Right. She like definitely looks like she likes it. And then so and
Yeah.
Jordan, we should tell you that she is Logan's girlfriend.
Yeah.
What?
And so is the idea that she was going to Zanzibar with Cody? Is
Maybe.
that
I
why
mean, we
this
support it
salsa
because
dancing
Logan
was?
sucks.
Right. But Stephanie is trying to fuck Cody.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. So Stephanie
This
is like
in previous episodes, she wants to.
coaching him to be an Olympian, and he and she also is attracted to him. And which is funny later on because like she is a, you know, like a grown woman who is closer in age to Mitch, and then later when he's mad about hours, she's like, he needs it for school. Cody needs money for school.
Yeah.
And
Oh
this is a person that she wants to be intimate with. So
yeah.
yeah, so
Right.
but in this scene,
Layers. Okay,
yes, the
okay.
most important thing that happens is that Cody finds Logan's bracelet.
Right.
Yes. The friendship bracelet.
The friendship bracelet. And there's this weird thing later on where like where because Cody and Logan like hate each other, but he's like, I was in your car
Yes.
twice last week.
I know. I was confused by that. I was like, did he steal it twice? Or I didn't get it at all.
Why is he
He
spending
made
all
it
this
a
time
two
in his
attempts.
car? Yeah. He
They
hates
despise
him.
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Cody heads to Logan and confronts him, and he's like, I needed, or he says, I needed wheels for a business dinner. Then Cody shows Logan the bracelet. Logan plays innocent, and he's like, I don't be appreciate being accused of a crime. There's no proof I committed. So he doesn't deny it, but he says you can't prove it.
Yes.
What a
And then he,
lawyer.
it's funny, he like walks off, but for some reason he doesn't walk back to his tower. He just kind of walks forward and then
Yeah.
realizes like, oh, God, what am I gotta pretend like I'm doing something. Just awkwardly stands there.
Mitch then comes in and he's pissed because Cody got hours that he wanted. And the Stephanie says the real issue is you haven't been Mr. Reliable lately. You got called twice last month and couldn't make it. And he's like, lifeguarding is still my first priority.
Yeah, he yells it. So pissed.
Hobie and
Yes,
Terry
it
come
is.
in and suggest that the best way to solve their conflict is a paintball contest. And Mitch says he wants to. And she says, yeah, right. That's just because you're a Navy SEAL. And.
Hey, actually, it's Navy Sea Lion.
Incredible.
Sea, earth, air, land, island,
Ooh.
ocean, nations. That's
What
the
was my last
acronym. Because nations.
one? Yeah, perfect. Great.
Because SEAL is sea, earth, air, land, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's it.
that does
Yeah.
sound right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
All makes sense. Yeah.
I love that
So,
it's earth and land. It's like,
yeah. Funny.
it's
That's true. Oh my
the
God. So they just were
same.
like, yeah, but SEAL sounds so good.
It does. Yeah, no, it's
And
perfect.
it's
I
the
get
Navy. So it's like
it.
ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So then Mitch says it's because she's afraid. And then Terry says that paintballing is the only thing that puts men and women on an equal level.
I laugh so hard. I'm like, paintball? That's the one thing? Okay.
And
Okay.
Hobie's like, yeah, I'm not better than her because I'm a guy. I'm better than her. Or he does say that he
Yeah,
is
he does.
because
He
he's a
does say he
boy.
is. Yeah.
And
He
she's like,
disputes even that. She's like, look, that's why I laugh because I'm like, she seems like
yeah.
she's feminist, but she's like, paintball's the only thing that makes us equal. I was like, whoa, okay. And then, but Hobie won't even give her that. He's like, nah. He's like, I'm way better than you on paintball.
I
Yeah.
mean, she's weaker because she's allergic to
Yeah,
bees,
right.
not
That's
because
true,
she's
actually.
a. She's got another
Women,
issue.
all women are allergic to bees.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
The fairer sex is allergic to bees. not an actual Baywatch watch claim.
Right. We do not believe that.
Yeah. So then finally they have this back and forth about him being sexist, and finally Stephanie says they're on. There's this fun little scene where they start recruiting people to teams. Stephanie gets CJ and Logan, Mitch gets Caroline and Cody.
Yeah.
And then CJ is in the kitchen and Caroline comes out dressed kind of like a Bond girl, right?
I would say this looks very like, slim fitting dress.
Yeah. And she's going to Zanzibar. She goes into the bathroom to, is she like gonna, she needs to take a shit before she goes out or something.
So she's gotta be light on that dance floor, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. This is wild what ends up happening here. Like, so, do you know why I'm, yeah. So I was kind of shocked, actually. Yeah,
so the sea lion is in the bath and like completely from head to toe drenches her.
Yes. But prominently in one spot, and it kind of shocked. Did you see that?
Oh, or no.
Jordan, did you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's like wet t-shirt.
Yeah. It's like wet t-shirt, but her breasts are just, you just see them.
Oh,
this isn't like just even. Like the four. I'm like, whoa, I am shocked. I was like, how did this get past the sensors? I'm surprised. That they,
it's because it wasn't in HD. It's probably the remaster.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably, but I wasn't looking because I'm engaged and.
sure. I understand. Yeah. I understand. I was kind of shocked. I was like, whoa. Okay. This is like next level.
I think like maybe the sea lion is a pervert and just like, that's why she's so disgusting.
He's like, all right, nice dress. Wow. Well, yeah.
By the way, I love this detail.
The sea lion was in a towel. I love.
Yes. That's what I was about to say.
Yes.
That was what a detail I loved. He came out and he's like, I'm just drying off after my bath. Absolutely love it.
Yes.
The sea lion's amazing.
She's like, you ruined my dress and my look. Caroline goes to change and says the sea lion needs to spend the night somewhere else. And then she asks whose paintball team she's on. And she says Stephanie's. And she says good.
Yeah.
Because they're on opposite teams.
Yeah.
It's capture the flag with paintballs. Nobody ever tries to capture the flag. The game, they have 1 hour.
It's so strange.
1 hour to play the game.
That's too much time. They're so close to each other. Why do you need an hour?
He also says, let's synchronize our watches. Can you explain to me how synchronizing watches works?
I don't know.
Because
and what's the point in this too?
Like if you're like, I guess if you have a stopwatch, you could start them all at the same time. But if you look, are you supposed to be like, well, mine says 11:57 and yours says noon. So
and then I'll change. I
will be finished at 12 or I'll be finished at 12:50 or 11:12:57 and you'll be finished at 1 and then we'll be finished at the same time.
I'm not sure which one it is. But also, it's like, who cares? Just you guys are exactly, just gonna shoot paintballs at each other.
Yeah, well, that's why you'll never be successful at paintball.
That's true. And because I love our oceans and want to protect
stuff
them.
Matters. Yeah. Hey, everybody, game is over in 1 hour, or if the ocean gets too full.
Whichever comes first.
Hobie's like, good luck out there, and she's like, nice chance or something like that. She hates him.
Yeah.
The match starts. CJ immediately finds a shell and gets distracted.
I love it. It's like the most basic of shells, too.
Yeah.
Like a muscle. You're like, no one would be like, wow, what an amazing shell.
And Stephanie pushes her down the beach. Her down, like, she rolls away.
Funny thing, though, it's because it's Logan's about to shoot them.
Yes. But
Logan is on their
team. The wrong just team. An
idiot that's shooting at the wrong.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Numi does a dive roll, but nobody hits anyone. There's so many moments in which nobody is hitting each other either. Where it's just like
rapid fire on each other and they're close by each other and they completely miss.
CJ finally shoots Hobie. Terry laughs at him. Mitch then gets shot by Stephanie. Caroline.
Okay, this is supposedly a Navy SEAL. And he walks up a hill, raises his arm, makes himself as big a target as possible. Yeah. Says, we take no prisoners, and then gets shot.
Yeah.
He's like, Mitch, you dumbass.
Yeah, but also like if Mitch was like taking this super seriously, everybody would be like, Mitch, come on, like we get it. Like, you know, it's like it's that thing where like it's like I always feel that way when like someone who did like Broadway or like musicals and stuff like is like a ringer at karaoke, and you're like, okay,
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
like karaoke's supposed to be fun. Like we know you're good. Like it's like, yeah, you can do memories, I guess, but it's like,
Sure,
we all want
sure.
to hear Alanis Morissette, you know. So,
yeah, right.
Mitch, I do kind of I do kind of appreciate that he's not taking
he's
it
having
so
a little more
seriously.
Fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then Mitch is somehow still in the game, and then he tells Logan that if he shoots at him, he won't get hours, but he's not in control of it, right? It's Stephanie's in control
Stephanie
of the hours. So
right.
which has been a huge plot point for this episode. then Cody gets Logan. Logan says they need to settle it once and for all. I thought this would involve paintball, but instead they're like, no, let's actually fight.
One of us might almost die.
Yes. And so then they start real fighting and Cody almost falls off the cliff. Stephanie,
it doesn't seem that high up, right? I mean, it's no. dangerous.
I mean,
but I don't think death.
I think it would hurt and might break
yes.
a bone, but
yes.
you're not going to die. Unless he landed on his head, right? So
that's true.
Which is not going to happen. He's going to fall straight down. But then I also was like, Cody, come on. He like, while he's hanging there, he's like, did you do it?
Admit it.
I know.
Admit
it's
it. You took my car. It's like, no, dude, let's wait.
That scenario is supposed to be the reverse.
Right.
Did you do it?
And then
admit
you drop
now,
him.
Or I'll drop you.
Or I'll drop him. But instead, the person who's in the precarious position. Because then if I'm Logan, I'm like, I might get in trouble for this.
Yeah, definitely done. Throw him off.
Yeah.
By the way, right before they started fighting, like physically, Logan asked Cody, he's like, hey, do you have a bug up your butt? Yeah. Which is a weird line of dialogue. And then I was like, I hope it's not a bee. Because watch out, Terry's in.
Well, oh my God. Terry is behind him. Logan farts.
You thought as well?
I thought he said, because I heard bee in my butt as well, bee in your butt. But and then I was like, oh no, he must have said bonnet or bug in your bonnet, just
bug
with
it.
The British accent and how he's saying it was the
the Australian accent. Yeah,
bug in your bonnet could be. Yeah, that makes more sense. I've never heard the term bug in your butt.
Yeah. And it's not even bug in your bonnet. It's
but when you do hear what crawled up your butt and died,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Could you imagine if you found something that crawled up your
butt? Yeah, crawled up your butt
and
died.
That'd be tough to like get past that.
That would be
like, ugh. Sorry, Charlie, you were going to say that you're worried that he might fart out a bee.
He would fart out a bee and then it would sting Terry and they'd be in this situation.
Yeah, and she forgot her
she's
medicine.
She's like,
and
her antihistamine. And then and then Hobie has to put his differences aside and be like, we need the oxygen! and then he might get another kiss. Maybe. Oh my God. What if Hobie is just coming up with these life threatening situations for Terry in order
planted
to
the bee.
Stimulate romantic feelings in her.
You might be right. I think so.
Yeah.
Also, I should say this really doesn't have anything to do with what's going on right now, but episode two now that Mitch's new adopted child has not appeared since he adopted. Mitch
yeah,
inherited a child in a woman's will two episodes ago.
And she's like, just not around now.
He had to go to a lawyer's office and was like, you were left something in a will. Yeah, what? A girl walks in, me. A human child. And that person has not appeared since.
Nope.
That's so funny. Maybe she's just floating in escrow before.
Yeah. He's got to wait there. So, to see if anyone claims her.
That's so funny. We haven't seen her since.
Right?
I know. It's crazy. So they finally pull everybody up. And then Cody is like, just tell me. Like, did you take the car? And Logan just says, I did what I had to do. He's like, not contrite at all.
No. Oh, yeah. Right. And right before that, he says, well, if I did, would you despise me any less? Which it's like he's trying to throw it back on him. It's like he has good reasons.
You're
to
the one who has
you.
A problem with this, man.
No. I was like, the gall of this guy to say shit like that.
Yeah. So then we cut to CJ and Caroline showering the sea lion. The guy comes up and he's like,
it is
Max.
Funny.
The
ocean's right there. It's like, we got to keep him hydrated. It's like,
right.
Okay, so last week they were doing a benefit up the coast. So shoreline attractions, maybe like Marina or Monterey?
Oh, you think that far up the coast? I'm guessing it's just a fictional whatever
Santa
somewhere
Barbara?
In the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something maybe. Like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Northern part of LA. I don't know. Like yeah, further north. I don't know.
Maybe. Usually they use real,
make sense of that.
Usually they use real stuff.
They didn't want to disparage them, maybe. Like,
yeah. You know, this was back when it wasn't World. Cool. Yeah, it wasn't cool.
Yeah, SeaWorld loses sea lions.
Yeah. So then CJ says bye to Max and is invited to come visit him anytime. And this is when she says, no thanks. Good.
Also, right before that, this guy, Ryan Edwards, the guy from Shoreline Attractions, says something that I was like, kind of blew my mind. He turns to Max, the sea lion, and goes, you had us worried sick, you little cocker. And I was like, cocker? Yeah. Is he basically saying cocksucker, but realized he can't say that, so he combined the two words into cocker? Because cocker's not a word as far as I know. Right, guys? I don't know. Am I missing something? That's not like, right. Or at least like in this up, sense. Yeah.
And
I like that he called him a cocksucker.
Basically, right? Little cocksucker. But he's like, oh, I can't say that in front of them. I'll just say cocker.
He was in the presence of women.
Yes.
So yeah, they were, and he was worried sick, but like, they don't say anything that they did to try to find him, because like,
it doesn't seem like they did, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they did.
So this sea lion was found entangled in like a net at the beginning. Right. And so like this thing like jumped into the water, got stuck in a net, and then just washed up, and then was there for CJ to find. And so, yeah, this thing went through like, kind of scary.
Went through a lot.
It's scary.
That's
yeah.
I think, like if my dog, like it went
got
on an adventure
then,
for like a
day. Yeah.
They got lost, ran off, got lost, and then was just like got stuck in trash, and then Pamela Anderson finds him. I'm just like, what an adventure for this.
Yeah. And then they were, and then at the end you were like, you want to come visit him? And you're like,
she's like,
for what?
Nah, I'm good.
I want to remember your dog like I do in this moment right now.
We already had an adventure. Like
our adventure is finished. It's complete. The story.
Seen one dog, you've seen a million. Whatever.
And it's a goddamn sea lion. How charming. But found animal familiar.
So then,
yes.
Stephanie decides to give Mitch some extra hours, and then she says she's going to shoot him. She does. And
but
she misses. She misses. And then he gets shit on by a seagull. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, and then they even show a shot of the seagull up in the air, just kind of like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
And he thumbs.
Yeah.
He gives a thumbs up, and that's the end of the episode.
First episode we've had that ends with shit. So.
Very funny.
So that was season 6, episode 8, Hit and Run. So now we have some awards that we have to give out. We give out awards every episode. The first one is our Hofsker. This is our best actor of the episode.
Hofsker.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to give out two again. One is to that the guy from the valley, the older guy that just fights like
A
madman.
That was awesome.
That was great. Yeah. And got to give it up to the sea lion. Honestly, the sea lion was fantastic in this episode. Jordan, you mentioned, that moment, Jordan, when he walks out of the bathroom and he's got that towel on. It's like, this guy is hilarious.
Give him amazing. Top billing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's with Lieutenant Stephanie and with Max the sea lion as he's coming out with that towel on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how about you, Jordan?
So I think the sea lion was my first one, and like, give me an honorable mention. I think Terry was doing a good job. Mm-hmm. Has Terry been in other episodes?
No. We will never see her again.
Probably never again. Although I do have something for you here, I realized, Charlie, because Hobie's friends in this episode, the two main ones, they're called JB and Connor, I think. And I was like, why do they keep bringing these kids back? Because I'm like, it seems kind of weird. Usually Baywatch is just like, whatever, we'll find new friends. And I checked. It's because one of the kids is the son of one of the creators of Baywatch. And the other one is the nephew of one of the creators of Baywatch. So I was like,
Nepo babies rule Hollywood.
Welcome, Nepo babies. So yeah, I
Awesome.
think Terry
Yeah,
did a good
Terry.
job.
Yeah,
Okay,
Terry. I was gonna
cool.
say, yeah, I think Terry was good. I also would love to give it to the Fighting Man. I think Fighting Man was awesome. Seal, you gotta do it. Pamela Anderson's
Sea lion.
dog, sure. Or sorry, Sea
Yeah,
Lion.
that's good.
Yeah, and then the Seagull.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Seagull's great too. A
Great.
lot
She
of
can
winners in this episode.
shit on command. Come on.
I know, right? That was real shit from that Seagull.
Was real shit from that Seagull, who just a great shot. So yeah, those are mine. Okay, next is our Jilzy. This is our worst actress or actress, worst actress. Doesn't have to
Wow.
be
I guess not even.
Jill was, but yes.
Yeah,
Women in
Charlie, I guess
paintball.
not even on paintball are men and women equal, according to you.
I don't know why that happened. Because
No, I
mine
know.
isn't
Yeah.
even going to be one.
I
Mine's,
don't think mine
yeah.
is either, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
I'm going to give, you know what? This is probably never going to happen again. I'm going to give it to Noomi.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I'd
Yeah.
say Noomi had a, Noomi who insisted on showing off his bod and then couldn't deliver lines.
He couldn't. He was too distracted by his own body, I think.
Yeah.
Probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. You know what? I'm gonna give out two awards on this one as well. I'm gonna go with that Noomi one. He was pretty bad in that scene. Also, the police officer. I don't know if it was the same one that came in later, but the one that responded to the accident.
Yes.
His like, he was so wooden, and I was like, "What is this
Yeah.
guy?"
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm gonna say sleep at the wheel lady. The first time I saw her, I was like, is she sneezing? And I wasn't kind of
True.
like drifting at the wheel. And then I was
Oh
like,
my
oh, she's
God.
falling asleep at the wheel. Her first example, I was like, what is she doing? And then they cut away, they cut back, and like, oh, now I know what she's doing. No, thank you. No,
Yes.
thank you, ma'am.
So for Jordan, it was a worst actress.
Stick to paintballing, lady. Well,
okay, so yeah, that was amazing. The police officer, it would have been better if he was like came up and he was like, "Hey, what's going on here?" And then his finger turned into a blade and like pierced through
Yes.
because it was that like
He was like a
T-1000
cyborg or
wood. Yeah, he
something.
was like a
Yeah.
wooden. It was like wooden Terminator acting.
Yes. You're like, this is not a human. It
Yes,
totally,
and he
that's
was
what he was
like,
like.
yeah. That would have been cool if they introduced the Terminator into the
I would love it. Love it.
Baywatch
You know who else wasn't good, but I'm like, I can't give him an award because of something else was the speedboat dad. He was a little all over the place,
Oh yeah.
but the fact that he fell out of a speeding boat, I was like, well, he can't. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How he did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out.
Okay, so best montage. So we have two montages here.
Yeah, what's the second one? Oh, is it
It's
the
the life saving,
Oh yeah.
yeah, where it was just, it's not really a montage because there was dialogue. Generally, there isn't, but it was like, it was weird, quick cut B-roll of
Yeah.
just stuff happening on the beach.
I think I got to go with
Neely
montage one.
switchboard one?
Oh, what's that? Sorry.
Sorry, it was the Neely switchboard one, and what was the other one?
And
The
then
first one with CJ and her
Pam with the
dog.
dog.
Yes, okay, okay.
Which I think I'm going to go with montage one just because it was more of like a montage. The other one was, like we said earlier, I was just like kind of, it was jarring and I was like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Agreed.
Yeah.
My God, it's
That's what I'm
raining
going.
again.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. It's
Wow.
coming onto my window.
How's the weather in New
Jeez.
York, Jordan?
It was kind of rainy today, but yeah, it's starting to warm up. It's really nice.
Okay. I honestly, guys, with all this rain and the glaciers melting and the paintball that is drifting out into the ocean, we got some real worries on our hands
Yes,
with
we
the
do.
oceans
What
rising.
a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Donate to the Surfrider Foundation,
Please.
sponsored by Baywatch.
Yes.
Okay, so and finally we rate the
Oh,
episode.
did you guys say what montage is yours for?
Oh.
I
No, he
think
didn't. I don't
the dog
think.
montage for sure.
Wait, Charlie is like, oh yeah, I guess that. Whatever.
Whatever.
Come on, man, you gotta get what. So sorry, Jordan, you said which one?
It's the dog montage for
Dog
me.
montage and
Dog
Charlie. Which one
montage.
goes?
Dog
Dog
montage.
montage all around.
Dog
Nice.
montage.
I know it doesn't matter that much, but I imagine there's one listener out there that is taking
Yeah,
record
it's
of all
like
this. Is like, I
Charlie
don't know
didn't
what Charlie.
say it. Yeah. Excuse me. So finally we rate the episode on a scale of 1 to 6 Hasselhoffs. Six.
Yes, thank you. Yes. I was going to say the same thing.
I'm
Six.
giving
I love
it a
this episode.
six.
I loved it.
This was the
Jordan,
best
what do
episode we've had in a while. There was
you
so much
Yeah,
happening. It was crazy.
Yeah, this had everything in it. It had
You going
paintball,
six as well,
it had
Jordan?
anaphylactic shock, it had
Yes.
sea lions, Pamela Anderson up top in a montage with her
Yeah.
dog.
How did
Oh
they
my
fit all this
God.
in?
So I know.
It
Great
was
pacing. Great
amazing
pacing.
because we've so Jordan, on many other episodes we've had where they do too many storylines and it suffers for it, and you're like, oh my God,
Yeah.
this is horrible. But whoever wrote this, it's like, how did you make this many storylines fit and come, like we said earlier, come together at the end with the paintball?
Yeah.
And I was like, bravo. Very
It was really
entertaining. So
fun.
silly, so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Love
sick
it.
for me too, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes. Great
Well,
stuff.
Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you,
My
Jordan.
pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Nothing immediately, but if you just want to follow me on Instagram at Jordan Todd Brown and say hello, then hello. Give me a follow.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, give him
Hello.
a follow. Well,
Thank
we
you.
really appreciate you being here. This was so much fun.
Oh, my
Yeah, thank
pleasure.
you,
Let me
Jordan.
know if you ever need another guest. I'd be more than happy to watch another episode of
For sure.
if don't have any other reason to other than to be on the
Well,
show.
there's also another reason. It's a great show. I mean,
Oh, that's
it's
true.
debatable how you use the word
Yeah.
great, but it is very fun. Oh my God, it's showering somewhere. Someone is. Did you hear that? What was that noise? A
I
lot of
did
rain.
hear that. I don't know what it was,
Was that
but
yours?
it's not where
Oh,
I
it's not
am.
rain. Okay, I don't know what
And
that
that's
noise
some
was.
weird
Never mind.
ambient noise. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Okay.
But well, we will be back next week with an
Yes.
all new episode of Baywatch Watch. And until then, stay
Stay
wet.
wet.
Thanks for listening to Baywatch Watch. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. If you're just joining us, please subscribe to Baywatch Watch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave us a review on the Apple Music Store. It really helps us out. Thanks, and until next time, stay wet.